Hey, good morning, family. So I'm out on my walk this morning, so just getting it in earnest. But I wanted to talk today about the idea of Ma'at and the 42 negative confessions of Ma'at. So I had someone basically make a comment that said that, you know, they follow the laws of Ma'at and you know, the negative confessions, or as they call them, the 42 laws of Ma'at. And you know, they said it's something about, you know, just, you know, basically stating the common definitions of Ma'at that you see. And those definitions being, you know, truth, justice, righteousness, blah, blah, blah. But the problem with these laws is that they are still keeping you in a Christian frame, okay? So if you're following those 42 laws, you're seeing, or you're still living in a Christian frame, because those laws are not universal. They are universal. Those particular 42 confessions go against the principles of manifesting. I'll put it that way, okay? So if you're following that that way, you're still religious. Okay, so why are you still religious? Because these 42 negative confessions, they sound a lot like the Ten Commandments, okay? And they were basically, I was like, you know, people talk about these all the time, but I just never really paid that much attention to them, because I know that metaphysically, I know that they go the opposite of the way that metaphysical teachings are, okay? But I decided, you know, man, where is this coming from? So I finally looked it up and found out that, you know, it was in the Book of the Dead, written by E.A. Wallace Budge, okay? And this is an Egyptologist back in the mid to late 1800s that wrote a lot of stuff. But E.A. Wallace Budge and most of the Egyptologists were Christian. And they interpreted a lot of the ideas through a Christian frame, okay? And when I say a frame, I mean that a frame is something that gives you, it makes you focus in a certain way, okay? So just like a picture frame does, it makes you focus on the picture that's inside of it. Well, Christianity essentially does the same thing to our thoughts and beliefs, okay? That it gives us a frame in which to operate in, and it creates a frame for our thoughts and our beliefs. And the idea of the negative confessions are metaphysically the opposite of what you should be doing, okay? And this is what I mean, because if you want to create a certain thing, okay, in your life, and understand your thoughts are what creates your reality. So it is you as a soul in chemical clothes, all right? But if it says, I have not done this, I have not done that, I have not fornicated, I have not blah, blah, blah. So this is the way the 42 confessions are stated. And again, it sounds a lot like the Ten Commandments. The problem with that type of thinking is that when you're trying to create something, what you want to do is to focus on the thing that you desire, okay? And that's going to help you to create, or to really project into your reality what you want and what you desire, okay? So the longer you're able to focus on it, the, you know, quicker it can manifest, okay? But when the universe does not hear or does not respond to not, okay? So in other words, even when you say not, the reality of it is you're focused on the thing that you're saying that you're not. Okay? I am not a thief. Well, the universe, what you're focused on is really a thief, but you're stating it in the negative of what I'm not, but you're essentially focused on that thing that you're saying that you're not. So anytime you focus on that thing, that's what the universe responds to. Okay? So all of these negative confessions go against that principle. Okay? So people who are saying that they are following this don't get the metaphysical aspect of it. So, and that's what I'm saying, talking about here is just the metaphysical laws here. So my art goes so much deeper than just these simple definitions that I hear people regurgitate and repeat all the time. You have to look at my art through the symbolism as well. So my art, one, is feminine, okay? That means something, okay? That is actually a frame in itself. When you see any of the feminine natures, that they are giving you a clue as to something that these feminine natures represent. And functionally, all feminine natures basically function in the same way when it comes to us and the universe. And we are the universe as human beings. Okay? Just a representation of it in human form. All right? So when you're talking about a feminine nature, the idea is that it is something that is within us. Okay? That the idea is that the truth of who we are, or the truth, our truth, is something that is within us. In other words, our subjectivity, our subjective truth, is actually our reality. That's our truth. Another saying that will go along with that is all truths are half true. Okay? And which basically essentially says, if you got two people in the room, you can have them face each other and tell them both to look to the right. When they look to the right, they're going to be looking opposite directions. But whatever they see is true for them. Okay? That's how truth operates. It's subjective. So when we're talking about Ma'at is truth, that's the idea that this inner aspect of us, which Ma'at represents consciousness, is our truth. Justice simply means the ability to stay balanced. Okay? And reciprocity just means what you put out is what you get back. So all of these things have a much deeper meaning than the things that people repeat. But if you think that you're following my art by simply following these rules of the negative confessions, all you're doing is staying in a religious frame because that's comfortable. So here at KCL, what I'm wanting you to do is to think differently. Think outside that box in order to change your world, in order for us to change our communities, okay? Because that religious frame has been damaging. That religious frame has basically kept us pacified. It has kept us in poverty as a whole, okay? Of course, there are exceptions, okay? And, you know, people bring up the exception. But as a whole, look around our communities anywhere in the world, and you're going to see poverty, you know? You're going to see people that are struggling financially, communities that are not economically self-sustaining, all right? So if you are still thinking a religious way because it's comfortable, and for most people it is because that's where they came from. If you're still thinking that way, you're still religious and you're still in a religious frame, and you are going to be limited by that frame. Okay? So my art is not, those 42 negative confessions are not the truth of how the universe works, okay? If you are trying to state the opposite of it, or if you are trying to be the opposite of it, okay? instead of saying I am not a thief, you would say I am honest, you know? You know, so it's not, you don't keep focusing on what you don't want to try and get what you do want. And that's the way a lot of us approach these ideas, is that we're so focused on the negativity of trying to eradicate the negativity when we need to find ways to bring in the positivity, okay? That's the universal law is going to work in your favor when you do it that way. Because negativity, you can never unite around a negative energy. Because negative energy by law is negative. It negates. So there's only so much that you're going to be able to accomplish when you're totally focused on trying to eradicate whatever that negative thing is, okay? So the 42 negative confessions of Ma'at, no. And understand even E.A. Wallace Budge, again, he was a Christian, so the way he wrote these things and interpreted these ideas was from his Christian frame, okay? All right, family, y'all have an amazing day, okay?